Kedavach Shavua Tov, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer in Brooklyn, New York. First, I'd like to begin by mentioning that tonight's learning is dedicated as Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Reuven Gross, Harav Reuven Meir Ben Rachel Miriam. All those who need a Refuah should have a Refuah, and all those who need a Yeshua should have a Yeshua. I'd like to take a moment to focus on something related to Hanukkah, maybe a little bit of a lighter topic to think about. And then if we have a few more moments, perhaps to share a second thought. I want to start with perhaps one of the most important experiences, events of Hanukkah, and that, of course, is the eating of the sufganiya, the fried donut. You can't go through Hanukkah without a sufganiya, and I say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, there's a shaila if you're yotzei the mitzvah of Hanukkah if you don't have a sufganiya. But, in fact, it is not simply the eating of a fried dough to remind us of the oil in the Beis HaMikdash and all of that. It's all true. But there is perhaps a deeper and more profound aspect to this minhag. First of all, it's important to note that this is a minhag, not just something that Jews do. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Toledano, in his Sefer Sarid Ufalit, writes the following, and he quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Maimon, i.e., the father of the Rambam. And this is what Rabbeinu Maimon, writing some 800-plus years ago, writes. Ein lahakel b'shum minhag. A person should not treat lightly any custom. Vafilu minhag kal, even if it seems to be just a minor custom of Klal Yisrael. V'yizchayev kol nachon lo asiyas mishteh v'simcha u'maychal lefarsem hanes. And that a person should certainly prepare food and drink, and once up, we should publicize the miracle. She'asa, meaning Hanukkah, she'asa Hashem yisparach imanu ba'osam hayamim, that Hashem did for us in those days. And how do we do this? What is one of these minhagim? U'pashat ha'minhag lasos sufganin. The minhag was established and spread amongst the populace to make sufganim. Ba'aravi al spalang, the Arabic version of that, same word. Vehem hatzipichios ledvash, some type of sweet cookies, honey cookies, something like that. Uvitargum ha'eskritin, vehi minhag hakadmonim. And Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam, is saying that this sufganiyot is itself a minhag kadmonim. So he's writing in the early 1200s, middle 1100s, he's writing at that point it was a minhag kadmonim. So this is an ancient custom. We're talking about Jews eating sufganiyot for 1,000 years plus, at least. And he concludes, v'himin hagakadlonim yishum shehem kluyim b'shemen zecher lebirchaso. And it is an old minhag, and it is an important minhag, because they're fried in oil. And he concludes by saying zecher lebirchaso, to remember the bracha. So what bracha, indeed, are we talking about here? So perhaps, of course, I'll peep shot, just simply speaking, we're talking about the miracle of the oil. We had, when the Maccabim came in, they couldn't find any oil. They found one flask, supposed to leave one day, 8 days, good, wonderful, the miracle of the oil. However, the truth of the matter is that it's not just about eating fried food, because there are many types of fried food. I mean, indeed, of course, we have latkes. Latkes is also fried. Why bedafka, why specifically this fried dough? So if you fast forward 1,000 years approximately, a little less, we move to Eretz Yisrael. And it's brought down in Halichos Shlomo, I saw quoted, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach suggests a very interesting explanation for the minhag of eating sufganiyot. And he says it's based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that when the Chashmonaim came and they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, and they were metahir, and they purified the place. They were able to pretty much restore everything except the Mizbeach. And there, the Gemara says, they were forced to take the stones of the Mizbeach, and they hid them away, because they couldn't be used. So what does this have to do with sufganiyot? So explains Rav Shlomo Zalman the following. We know that there's a halacha, that if a person eats bread, pas, you wash, you make hamotzi, you eat your bread, and you make a birchas hamazon. Very nice. If a person eats, I don't know, an orange, so you make your bari pri ha'etz, you have your orange, you have maybe bari nefashos afterwards. If a person eats cake, then you make a bari mezonos. Now, cake is made out of flour and water and some additional ingredients, and bread is made out of flour and water, and pretty much just that, although it could be some additional ingredients as well. However, what's the difference between bread and cake? So in halacha, bread is known as pas, for which one always koveh seuda, and the after bracha is birchas hamazon. But cake or cookies or crackers, these are called pas haba b'kisnin. And pas haba b'kisnin is an interesting phenomenon, because under many circumstances, you make a bari minei mezonos on pas haba b'kisnin, and the concluding bracha is ala michya. However, pas haba b'kisnin, under certain circumstances, converts into bread, into the equivalent of bread. And if you eat enough of it under the right circumstances, it's like having a meal on bread, and you would have to bench. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman the following. There is one other important little halachic curiosity here, and that is that although on bread you always make a hamotzi and say birchas hamazon, pas haba b'kisnin, sometimes you make mezonos and ala michya, and sometimes, if you under the right circumstances, it's like bread and you would bench on it. Nevertheless, there is a certain type of baked item, pas haba b'kisnin, which can never, ever do anything except get a mezonos and an ala michya. And what is that? If the dough is fried. If the dough is fried, it will always and forever, for eternity, be a mezonos and ala michya. Okay. So with that background, we can now understand the significance of the sufganiya. Because when it comes to ala michya has a text which is not found in the regular benching. And that is, we say in ala michya, we mention al mizbachacha, al mizbachacha. And so, when the chashmonaim were able to purify much of the Beis HaMikdash, except for the mizbeach, which then the stones had to be sequestered and put away. So basically, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the purpose of eating a sufganiya is that we are forced to mention the mizbeach. And in this moment of mentioning the Mizbeach, we have an opportunity to have mindfulness and awareness of what we are lacking, what the Chashmonaim were unable to accomplish, and to have a moment of inspiration to be mispalel for the full and complete restoration of a Beis HaMikdash with the Mizbeach. So all that in having a sufganiya. Now, I don't know if the sufganiyot that the Rambam was talking about, you know, had hazelnut cream or Bavarian cream with vanilla sprinkles and, I don't know, chocolate swirl. I'm not sure if that's the sufganiyot that he had in mind. But what he did for sure have in mind is one thing, and that is that it had to be fried. And a fried dough, per force, without exception, must conclude with a mention of the Mizbeach. And that is the profundity of this minhag. Says Rabbeinu Maimon, Ein lahakel bishum minhag. Persons should not treat any custom, certainly with derision, but even just to treat it lightly. And what's the example that he gives of a minhag of importance, of great significance? The sufganiya. So, perhaps on a lighter tone on this Erev Chanukah, we can think to ourselves, not only we shouldn't feel guilty for having sufganiyot, maybe we shouldn't have 10 of them all in one shot, but when we eat the sufganiya, perhaps, just perhaps, for a moment, we can appreciate and have a moment of greater divine awareness, divine consciousness, a moment where this deep, deep, and profound physical experience of pleasure is transformed into a moment of spiritual profundity. Now that is a sufganiya worth eating. Wishing everybody a gutevach and a Chanukah Sameach, a lichtige Chanukah to all.